back to Texans Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu with you. And our special guest tonight is one Jadeveon Clowney. How about it? Hey, it's great to have you on the show. How you doing? How did it feel to be back out there?
I felt great. Be out there with my teammates, man. I was having a good time out there. I wish we would have got the win.
Yeah, of course. Well, you get another crack at it tomorrow. Now, I wanted to ask you this because the first conversation you and I ever had, I asked you how to properly pronounce your name, Jadeveon, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
So does it bother you when people get it wrong in the national media especially?
No. It's been going on for years since I was younger. I was like, oh, I got, that's me. I always go, that's me. Yeah. So I know you're trying to say my name.
I know
right?
What that's like.
Yeah, so it's
yeah. I do the games on radio, so I got to get this stuff right. So I'm always checking that kind of thing out. But you like JD too, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you prefer JD? Because I really need to know.
Yeah, it's short and easy. Everybody got it. Hey, JD called me real quick, so that's better than Jadeveon, so.
Do you have any other nicknames? We're talking about how Mallet calls Hop Spider-Man. Do your teammates have any other nicknames for you?
No, they ain't came up with me one yet, man. I'm waiting on it. I guess I got to earn a name. I don't know.
You got to earn a name. Okay.
Yeah, over time, no doubt about it. Just give us a quick comment here on what this whole process has been like for you, though, coming back from such a tough injury. And it's really impressive how you've been able to roar back for game one.
Oh, it's been long, man. I had to put a lot of work in. I had to go through a lot. Everybody around me was there to motivate me. I just had to put a lot of work in, a lot of hard days, ups and downs with the injury. So I just stayed focused and I did what I had to do to get back on the field.
Well, we have a couple of pictures of you. And this one in particular, you kind of look like a panther in this.
Yeah, you,
the four-point stance.
Is this a yoga position? What's going on here, Jake?
I'll just be trying to, that's a get-off-the-ball stance. Man, I'm just trying to get off the ball as fast as I can. So I get down in that four-point stance, and I feel like I get off the ball better than
so
a four-point.
So when you first started doing that, did coaches say to you, like, hey, what are you doing? Or did they encourage you to do your thing?
Yeah, they said whatever worked.
Let you kind of freelance that way.
Yeah, they told me to go what worked for me. So I started getting the 4-point.
Cameron Wake of the Miami Dolphins does that as well. There are a few guys around the league who like to do that.
Track stance, kind of.
Now, you in high school, you did track and field. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
you ran the 100, yet also did shot put. There aren't too many people who can do both those events, right?
Yeah, I did.
So how were you at both of those?
I was pretty good, man. I came in second in shot put, but I had no technique. I was just out there throwing it.
Yeah. Heaving it.
Yeah, I was just throwing the ball. I mean, throwing it. And the 100, man, I just was really trying to keep my speed up for going to college football. I just did that to stay on top of my game. I wasn't going to sit out no sports, so I just ran in the 100.
Now, we put out a video on HoustonTexans.com of you playing basketball in high school. How good were you at hoops?
I was all right. I mean, I wasn't a big-time scorer. No, I was just a defensive guy.
Blocking
the ball every now and then, get a couple of physical. I was the physical guy of the team, so everybody's like, hey, watch out. He down there throwing elbows and stuff. So I give you the elbow every time you come in every now and then.
He's so understated. You got to watch the footage. It's on HoustonTexans.com. He's like, oh, it was pretty good. I was pretty good at track. You're fast, and you were, like, getting rebounds. We put it up for our Throwback Thursday moment.
I've seen that.
You saw that? Oh, Jadeveon Clowney on HoustonTexans.com.
Very good stuff.
We've got another picture.
Yeah, let's have a look at this one.
Oh, my God.
This is your English. Is it new? Is he new?
No,
or you've
King
had him for a while?
I was in college, man. My end of my second year, I got him.
King. So how old is King?
2 years old.
2 years old. And here he is. Yeah. And what kind of dog is that?
I had an English Bulldog. An old English Bulldog.
Really?
Is he a good dog?
Yeah, he's very smart. Nah, they got a good personality about themselves. He getting his feelings a lot if you don't baby him. He like a baby.
Gets his feelings hurt.
Yeah, aww. He
do. Do you have time to go walk him and stuff? Who takes care of your dog?
My girl take care of him a lot more than I do. She be spend more time with him than I do, but he loved me more than he loved her.
I heard he wreaks a little havoc in your house. He's like in all your stuff, chewing your stuff.
He did. I left him at home. I went on vacation. I had somebody watching him, and I came back. Everything was messed up. I was just like, I thought the guy was watching my dog, but of course, I guess he didn't.
You know, the animals, man, they take it personally when you go away, right?
Oh, man.
His feelings were hurt that you left without him.
He did that once before with my mom. He was getting sick, and I was like, the doctor was like, he may be missing his owner, so I got around. He wasn't getting sick with me no more. So.
See, there it is.
That's
okay.
My boy.
Good stuff. All right, now, on Texans Late Night, when we have a player guest, which is every week, we do a competitive situation with them. So we're going to play a game with you next. You up for this?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll explain. I know. It's a little warm in here. It's a TV studio. That's what happens. All right. Texans Late Night coming up. It's going to be J.D. Clowney answering some very tough questions, or maybe not.